Extreme weather is causing more natural disasters like floods, wildfires, and hurricanes. And more Americans are aware of these threats, either from experiencing them in their own backyard or seeing them play out on TV. So preparing for disasters is becoming more mainstream. National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers show is hugely popular. Families used to build bomb shelters. Now people are packing emergency bags for the next big weather event. And it's become big business. WWNO's Tegan Wendland has the story.
On a rainy weekend in Gonzales, hundreds of people streamed into a big convention center to try on bulletproof vests and sample freeze-dried soups and yogurt. Those who could stomach it took a hands-on workshop on how to stitch up wounds, because presumably there won't be any hospitals when the world ends. Brian Castillo and Lindsay Gray wore latex gloves as they carefully leaned over a cold, sliced-open pig's foot and used a medical skin stapler to seal the cut.
Nice.
That's easy.
It popped open pretty easy, too.
Yeah, in the apocalypse, we're going all staples.
They're joking about the apocalypse, but some people at the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo take the threat very seriously. Alex Fontenot is an electrician who wants to make sure he's prepared for anything.
If, I know I'm going to sound like a crazy prepper here, but say the so-called apocalypse or something like that were to happen, you want to get out. You want to get out of the city. You don't want to be in the city when that happens.
Because the city means more people, less food, more danger. So Fontenot is here to find what's called a bug-out bag.
In Louisiana, you'd call it a hurricane preparedness bag. You have a med kit, you have dry rations, you have emergency water, you have a knife, you have matches, you have everything you need that if you have to go somewhere that you don't have the necessities, you have your basic necessities in that bag.
Preparing for emergencies doesn't seem weird to Fontenot. He saw the water rise high outside his Baton Rouge apartment this summer. Luckily, the house wasn't damaged, but many of his neighbors lost their homes. It was scary.
It definitely made me concerned for my well-being and that of my girlfriend.
Fear is big business.
And that's why we place these events after a natural disaster in a city close by, because most people don't realize they need to be prepared till after the fact. And then after the fact, they realized, hey, I could have used a water purification system.
Event organizer Ray McCreary says a few thousand people turned out for the Gonzales show, and the expo travels all over the region. The American Preppers Network has more members than ever, 40,000 nationally. And these days, it's not just the fear of natural disasters driving up sales of bulk foods and emergency supplies, but the contentious presidential election. There's been an uptick in interest in this type of prepping all over the country as people worry about civil unrest. Robert Myers, a professor of risk management at the Wharton School of Business.
Leading up to the election and afterwards, there was sort of this sense of impending doom and impending chaos of an unspecified nature, which got a lot of people worried about the future.
But whether you're worried about a natural disaster or a civil war,
there are just preparedness people and there are non-preparedness people.
And in Louisiana, we have a lot of preparedness people, like Fontenot.
Does part of you, like, want a disaster to happen so that you can test your skills?
A little bit. Not going to lie, a little bit. I do, but I don't. You know, you want to be able to use all these things that you're buying one day, but at the same time, you really don't want to have to rebuild after all that.
Makes sense to Meyer. The only problem is there's this funny psychological trick.
People, unfortunately, one of the things they learn when disasters don't happen is that the next time they pack their suitcase a little bit lighter and they buy a few less supplies and so forth until finally the event hits and they find themselves underprepared.
So basically, the more prepared we are, the less prepared we might end up being. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.
Support for WWNO's Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Koipu Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation.